have to apply the memory of Robert of Hashtag Pasoid Masrinoi Basadi Israel, by Hashtag Pasoid Masrinoi Basadi Israel, to a star that was signed by a hoy. Now, when it's signed by a hoy, so it's a mission for Russia that is sharing. So the Rosh says, because there are two verses in the Gemara that you test. That's in order to know the counting. That's the girl that we have. But there is another girl in the Gemara. So the Rosh says, according to the Ri, would have to have the girl say, that it is to Magdal Mishab. In other words, and that's machlokes the shame, as to whether ishtar is what is by a choy. So it's kosher. So whether it can be given from chos mishibodi monat or chos mechere. So the Ri would hold, now Rashi's girl say is given chos mishibodi. But the Ri would have the girl say, given chos mechere. So ishtar anas by a choy cannot be given from chos mishibodi. Cannot be given from chos mishibodi. Why can't it be given chos mishibodi? So either we can say, that the Ri holds, that the Akolet Chachomim was only that it has the money, that the Achoy is the judges and the money, but not that it should have a Chalit in Shtarai. Or we can say, even if it has a Chalit in Shtarai, well, we said that it is a Chalit in Shtarai, it doesn't. Alright, but even if we have to say that it has a Chalit in Shtarai, now the Rambam Shiti is, that it has a Chalit in Shtarai, and the Rambam says that the Shtar Anasu Ba'achoy is, So we apply the din of Ksav Yodeh, my boy. He's not named Levi, he's not named the Sefer Ha'ayit. So even though Gavi Shtar of Ksav Yodeh, the Rambam Shite is, the Levi is named the Sefer Ha'ayit. We don't apply the din of Ksav Yodeh, my boy. So we see that according to the Rambam, so Shtar Nasi Ba'choyet is distinguished from Shtar of Ksav Yodeh. But Shtar of Ksav Yodeh, the Levi can Sefer Ha'ayit, and by Shtar of Ba'choyet, the Levi cannot Sefer Ha'ayit. Why does the Rambam say Gavi Shtar of Ksav Yodeh? That the Levi can say for IT and the Maulik cannot say Ksav Yodeh, my boy, because the Rambam Shiti is that the Shtar of Ksav Yodeh does not have a Chalit Nishtarai. It's a Doed Ksav, but the Chalit Nishtarai doesn't have. Where is the Aloche of Chalit Nishtarai mentioned in the Pasuk, in Yom Yireo, because they say Sefer Chasen? So what does it mean? When does it have a Chalit Nishtarai if it has Eidin? But if it has no Eidin, there is no Chesimus Eidin, then it does not have the Chalit Nishtarai of Eidim Atzomu Lashtan Ashkachtus and the Bezdin with Mistome Behachson Ate. What does Chalit Shtarai mean? Shtarai means that we apply the din of Eidim Atzomu Lashtan Ashkachtus and the Bezdin, we don't have to be Cheshis for anything, and we presume that everything was done, Kidat Zekidin. That's only if it has Eidim. But if it's Ksav Yodeh, so Ksav Yodeh can be Shtakinyan. Ksav Yodeh can be Shtakinyan. It can be Shtakinyan, why? Because he has no money. But in order to have the Chalit be Shtarai, only if it has Eidim, it has a Chalit in Shtarai. And then we can apply the Aloha from Chalit Be'ach Ha'amit. But if it's Ksav Yodeh, it does not have a Chalit in Shtarai. And the Rambam Shiti is, the Shtoch Yodeh by Boye is based upon the Raya of Shtoret. So Meil by Ksav Yodeh, there is no the Aloha of Ksav Yodeh by Boye, so Leiv is Nemot Tziporai. But by Shtar of Achoye, the Rambam says, the Leiv is not Nemot Tziporai. Why? Because the Akolet Chachomim was, that Achoye has Nemonet, and furthermore, that it has a Chalit being Shtarai. Still, the Rambam Shiti is, that by a choy it cannot be given chosim shibodi, because even though it has a chalit in shtaraye, but the call, it doesn't say. It's another way. So teis v'shite, so the Rosh says, the teis v'shite is that the shtar anase by a choy cannot be given from the chosim shibodi. So memele, the Rosh says that the Ri will apply the Gemara of Rove to a shtar pasoye that was signed by a choy. So it's kosher. It's kosher even without the remisire. But it cannot be given from the Chosim Shibodim. So the Chiddush of Rove is that not only without the Misirah can't it be given. So it can't be given from the Chosim Shibodim. Even with the Misirah, it cannot be given from the Chosim Shibodim. This is how the Rosh says, is the Pshat in the Gemara, according to the Ri. The Rosh himself, however, he says that from the Loshon of the Gemara, it's mashma, Hashtar Pasoy, the Mashma Baba Tzadi Yisrael, that it wasn't Naseh. That it wasn't Nasi Ba'choy. So then the question arises, Monashach, if it wasn't Nasi Ba'choy, so by whom was it signed? It was signed by a Yetes. So then it's possible. Now the Rosh rejects Rashi's pshat in the machlokes between Rabbakim and Chachamim. So how can we give a person a chayin? So he says the Trove has reference to a case where it has no in the chsime altogether. It's called Shtore Pasoy because it was written in Persian language, but it had no in the chsime altogether. But it had a limisire. So magvinom be mivnecha. Magvin lecha. I mean, how could there be what's so magvin lechare? And so what is the chidesh? The chidesh is that it's not dealing from the chot mishimot. It's called the chidesh chot mishimot. But, so in other words, so we have three pshotim in this Gemara from it. According to Rashi. So the Rove has reference to a shtar that was signed by Zetes Goyim and in some Nisra Israel. According to the Ri, as the Rosh mentioned, so it has reference to a case where it was signed by a Choyes and in some Nisra Israel. And according to Rosh, it has reference to a shtar that was written in Persian and no in the Chzimeh and in some Nisra Israel. So it can only be David from the Chot in the Chet. Yes, what is that? You're right, what
was it?
You know that Chalit Nishtaraye, but still it has no call.
So,
well, sometimes it means that, but here, I mean, even though it has Chalit Nishtaraye, but it does not have the same kind of call. Usually, if it is Nishtaraye, so it has a substantial call. But here, it does not have such a substantial call. But it's Yerushalmi Mefreshet, that it is Nishtaraye, so has a call. I mean, the Ramban in explaining Machlikas Rabbi Chachomim mentioned that Yerushalmi. So what did the Rambam do in that Yerushalmi? So in other words, the Rambam will say, there the Yerushalmi does not discuss the question of being given, yes, whether the question is whether it can be given to Chosim Shibodim or not. There the Yerushalmi explains, I mean, according to the Ramban's interpretation, as to why, according to the Chachomim, there is a difference between a shtar that with the Hashem's Mevokim and signed by Achoyes and the shtar that the Hashem's Mevokim and signed by Adidas. So by Achoyes, if it's signed by Achoyes, so then we are sure that the Messiah did not take it for granted that the signatories are Jews. Why? Because it has a call. So, in other words, there is a call, but it's not enough of a call to protect the Likud. In other words, in order, why do we say that if it has no call, then it's not your Chodesh Mordim? Because we should say the Likud has to protect the Likud. So when is there when do we say that the Likud has to protect it if there is a much bigger call than the call we have, the Gabi Ahoy?
So why can't we explain before the Rashi and the call over them because
well, please, I don't want to go over the whole thing now.
I don't understand how we have to say this in a lot of courses, that's all right. And why can't we just say this because it's a local course, it's not a lot of calls.
What is it?
Why can't we say this in a lot of the requirement of call, the garbage should is because it's a local course.
I don't want to go over, I mean, the whole discussion. I mean, at that time. But you see, it doesn't mean just because here call means just call, that call all the time means the same thing. All right, now.
I'm pretty sure I'm going to say that this is more like Rashi and talking about it was signed by Hedion. I think the Rashi would have some mention of Shad. They never think that before also in the Rashi anymore. You know, the Nachoy is given the Chomim. In this later Gemara, I think they mentioned that the case of Rav, the Hashgar of Arsor, I think the Rikva that Rashi mentioned it was talking about also signed by Hedion. They never helped like Rashi before in Nachoy is given.
Let's see how I'm going to be for. I can't remember what I said.
Thank you.
No, the Ritvo applies the memory of Rove to his star that was signed by the ATS and names of Name Israel Israelin. So since it was named of Name Israel Israelin, so then we see that that it was MS. In other words, like this, by the ATS going, we say that the check that. But here, it was named of Name Israel Israelin, so we know it's MS. In other words, so of course, the Ritvo cannot explain the machlekes of Rabbi Akiva and the Chachomim in the same way as faces does. But that doesn't mean that he has to explain it the way as Rashi does. In other words, he can explain it, I mean, the comic begins of the Chach Mitzvah, the way the Rambam does. So in other words, the machlekes of Rabbi Akiva and Chachomim has reference not to Shtori Momim, to Shtori Alvoy, it has reference to get. But he doesn't have to explain it the way Rashi does. All right. Now, boy meneir, ishlokish mirab yeichem. Eidim, hachtumim al aget. Ushmoisom kishleite lichobi mal. So suppose, Eidim hachotum al aget. Ushmoisom kishmeite lichobi mal. The Rashi says, umeh hatu shroil bo. Do lichom am dine sayat. Ushmoisom kishmeite lichobi. Do yadim am yeh lichobi minu oi Yisrael. Omalei, loy bol yodeinu el lukes vilus vichshanu. Vidafke Lucas Vilus, will Shriha Yisroel in Maske Mishmesai. Avo, Shemisachine, the Shriha Yisroel Maske Mishmesai, Eloi. It appears from the Ramban that in some Sforim they won't gaze, they won't gaze these lines. The Shriha Yisroel in Maske Mishmesai, Avo Shamisachine, Shriha Yisroel in Maske Mishmesai, Eloi. Because the Ramban, he has several machines, and then he says, and some svorim agere is, daf ke lukes vilus. Some svorim agere, so it's mashma, that other svorim don't have it. I mean, there is one pshat in the Ramban, according to which, so it appears just the other way. Lukes vilus were names the Jews also had. So of course, so they couldn't have that girl. But most machines have the girls in our Gemara. We daf ke lukes vilus, go shriche yisholi maske yishem esayit. So Rashi says, "Lebov yadenu get sheshemis v'yichovim chsumim day elo echot shoy yichsumim day lukis v'lus v'yichshalno be dinisira da v'daf ke lukis v'lus sheshemis mevokimet v'leoslemis mechalai v'leoslemis mechalai." In other words, so superficially it appears that this goes only according to Rav Shimon, because according to the Chachomim, the Rabbanon, so it doesn't make any difference if sheshemis mevokim, so it's too far. That's how it appears superficially, but Rashi doesn't explain it that way. Then the Gemara says, "Eis." So in other words, so what? Now the Shlokish inquired from Rabbi Yechanan whether Eidim, that if a get is delivered from Eretz Yisrael and the Eidim Achsumim are non-Jewish names, whether, and we don't know whether the signatories are Jews or non-Jews. So the question is, is it kosher with Eidim Yisrael or it's not kosher with Eidim Yisrael? Or it's not kosher with Misir. So Rabbi Yechanan said, no, it's only kosher with Lucas and Lucas. Why? Because that shame is Mevokim. But if the names are not, and Hashem is in Mevokim, then it is possible. In other words, then it is possible. Bein in a case, whether it's in a case where we know that they are going, if it's Hashem is in Mevokim. So then, if we know they are going, so it's possible. Why? Because of Israel is there. If we change the law. And even if we don't know whether they are going, so there is a possibility that they are Jews, so it's also possible. Why? Because there is a possibility they are going. And if they are going, so it's possible that Israel is there. So even Sophic Israel is there is also possible. You see? So in other words, Sophic Israel is there is also possible. Because if you get, Rabbi Yechanan said that if I get the rights from Eretz Yisrael, and the names are non-Jewish names, but not typically non-Jewish names, Shem Shem Mevokim. So in other words, so then there is a good possibility that are Jews. It's not a Shem Shem Mevokim. So in other words, it might be Jews too. Now, assuming that it's going, so it's still kosher midrash. So it's only possible with Rabbanon. So then one could argue that since in the case where we know that it's going, so it's midrash, it's kosher, it's only possible with Rabbanon. So in the case of Stam, where we don't know whether they're going or Jews, it should be kosher. In other words, the Chachomim didn't apply the Psalm of Yisrael to a case of Sophic. So we see from this Gemara, no, that if it's Shemis Mevokim, then it's kosher. But if it's a mesh and walking, it's possible even though we don't know who the signatories are. And there is a possibility maybe they are Jews. But there is a possibility that they are going. And if they are going, so there is a Ketubah Museum there. So even in something, it's also possible. Eisre gitna boin in Asayam, veizim chsumim aleyem, afal fish is neyem kishmisen yichovim, kshirem mit nishirei vishroel shabichutz loret, kishmisen kishmisen yichovim. So, afal pide rashe, ואף על פי ששמיסים שזה חומי שירים ואפילו בלי מסירה וכל שקים בלי מסירה ומבקינו לואל בישראל לשירי בישראל שבחוץ לארץ ויעת ואת אומרת לוקס לוז דווקא Now the lotion of Rashi is difficult because Rashi emphasizes לפי שירי בישראל שבחוץ לארץ Now that would be all right according to Matzkon of the Gemara, the Teres of the Gemara But here the Makshin apparently did not interpret the Brise that the reason why it's kosher is because Rav Yisrael Shebechutz Loret. So Rav Yisrael Shebechutz Loret is like that according to the Maxim. So why does Rashi mention it? Why does Rashi mention it with Rav Yisrael Shebechutz Loret? After all, that's all right according to the Talmud. But the Maxim made the comparison between Gitna Boimler Sayam and Gitna Boimler Atzvoel. So obviously the Maxim didn't think that the reason is why the Bryson is accepted says Gitna Boimler Sayam Aksherim is because they came from Chutz Loret. He held it doesn't make any difference when the guest comes from Chutz Loret and the guest comes from Eretz Yisrael. But the Bryson itself says Mipnei Sheret Yisrael Shebechutz Loret Shmisein Kishmisein Yichovim. So it means like this. So according to Maxim it means as follows. In view of the fact that in Chutz Loret so most Jews have non-Jewish names. So of course, why? Because in Chutz Loret Jews are more assimilated. In Eretz Yisrael, they're not so assimilated. But since in Chutz Loret, so this is the Maxim thought that this is the pshat in the Braise. In other words, not that the Braise limited only to a guest that comes from the Yerian. But the Braise mentions the case of Gitna Boy in Middina Sayyam because Dibra Braise behavior. In other words, because it's more usual for a guest that comes from Nezayam to have a dechzine with non-Jewish names, that's a non-Jewish name. It's more usual. In Eretz Yisrael, it's not a common thing that a guest that comes from Eretz Yisrael should have a dechzine, the names of which are non-Jewish. It's not common. So in Mele, the Braise mentions Gitna Boy in Nezayam. Like, as the Gemara says, Dibra Kotze Behele. So Dibra Braise Behele. But the din is not to be limited to Gitna Boy in Nezayam. And the same thing would apply, according to Maxim's view, would apply even to a get that comes from Eretz Yisrael. And why does the Braise mention the Rav Yisrael Shebechutz Loret? It means that in view of the fact that in Chutz Loret most Jewish names, I mean, most Jews have non-Jewish names. So in Eretz Yisrael, it's not so. But sometimes it can be. In other words, in Chutz Loret most Jews have non-Jewish names. In Eretz Yisrael, some Jews have non-Jewish names. But the same thing would apply. Inasmuch as there is a possibility for you to see that it's possible for a Jew to have a non-Jewish name. So Mele, even a guest that comes from Eretz Yisrael, where most Jews do not have non-Jewish names. But if a non-Jewish name appears on a guest, so there should be a presumption that the signatories are Jews, because how would a goy there sign a guest? How would a goy there sign a guest? So in other words, so the Maxim thought that from this vice it appears that whenever we see someone signed on a guest, we have to presume that he's a Jew. Because a goy wouldn't sign. A goy wouldn't sign a guest. So why? Because it's possible for Jews to have non-Jewish names. What's the raya that it's possible for Jews to have non-Jewish names? The raya in Chutz Loret, most Jews have non-Jewish names. So it's a raya that it's possible for a Jew to have a non-Jewish name in Eretz Yisrael. So since it's possible for a Jew to have a non-Jewish name, in Astam, we have to presume that they are Jews. So the Sondens Kashi against Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan says, Dafke Lukas Vilut. Why? Because Lukas Vilut, so then it's the kosher, even if the signatories are going. But other names, not. Why? Because then, if they are going, so it would be possible. So Rabbi Yechanan says, so therefore, since since we say, in the event they are going with apostles, so even when we don't know, they are also apostles. In other words, Rabbi Yochanan said we cannot presume they are Jews. Because if Rabbi Yochanan held that we have to presume they are Jews, so even if the names are not Lucasulus, we should presume that they are Jews, so then there is also that's the cash. So the Gemara answers also Kitone time it Mishra Yisroel Shebechutzlar Shem Seyit Yisroel Chovit. So that's the reason as to why it's kosher, because since most Jews have non-Jewish names, so we presume, we can safely presume, the signatories are Jews. There is no reason there. Why should we think that they are Goyim? Why should we think? Most Goyim and Jews have the same name? Mashenke, if the get comes from our soil, so most Jews don't have non-Jewish names. True, there are some Jews who do have non-Jewish names. But since most Jews have Jewish names, not non-Jewish names, so the fact that the non-Jewish name appears in the get is a reyese. If it's a reyese, so we cannot presume they are Jews. So we have to be chayshesh, maybe they are going. And if they are going, and it changes in voting, so it's possible. Even though the psu is only rabbanon. But gabi get, we have to be chayshesh for isof the psu rabbanon. Oh, it's an amre ki matnik, the boy mnei poshul matnik. In other words, that according to the first lotion, so the inquiry was made in respect to a get that comes from out of soil. According to the second lotion, the inquiry by Rish Lakish was made in connection with the get that comes from the Zayam. And he gave him the same answer that it's kosher because he presumed it's a Jew. Now, the Rashi. Hosha b'ktone time, v'chil amar Rabbi Yochanan be'at Yisroel, dein reish meseyen kishmeseh v'chobit. Hier kam ich sagt ihnen und die will ich haben ihnen und psulin war viel bei den Sire kirabon und was nicht na hier rasch in jack a one word which causes all the difficulty that was if not for this rasch so we would explain this the more in accordance with kapshin and that man is saying say like the right says that we pass like kapshin why because the whole memory of rabbeichen and then said you rabbeichen is the cause of kapshin. So it's a raya aloha kev shimet. But Rashi says no. So he says, v'afilu hilkach misapkinon diu mei vichovim im suri. V'afilu mei vichovim im suri. V'afilu mei vichovim im suri. So that's why Rabbi Yochanan, so he says, v'chi yom Rabbi Yochanan be'at Yisroel. Dein reish meseyen kishmei se vichovim. So then, hilkach misapkinon diu mei vichovim im suri. If it's not Lucas Velus. So if the name is Shemishen Mvokim, not Lucas Velus, so then it's possible with Eli Messire, like the Rabbonon. So the question of Isis Monevshech, if the answer, so Rashi says that Rabbi Yochanan gave his answer in accordance with the view of the Rabbonon. So why does he say Lucas Velus is kosher? So even Lucas Velus should be possible. So the Rashbo has that kasher, and the Rashbo gives the Teret. And the same thing is mentioned by the Rabban in Mon Moshe. As his own pshat, not in the name of Rashi. The Marshal mentioned, quotes the Lashon of the Rashi. So he said as follows. Now Rashi was forced to explain that way. Why? Because Rashi held that it couldn't be that Rabbi Yochanan, that we pass like Rabbi Shimon. After all, it's a machlekes, Rabbon and Rabbi Shimon, so we should pass like Rabbon. And so it is obvious that Rabbi Yochanan's memory is in accordance with the Rabbon. Now since it's in accordance with the Rabbanon. So the pshat is followed. True, the Rabbanon say that even by Shemes, Mevokim, so it's possible. Why is it possible? I mean, we cannot be gay there. By Shemes Mevokim, maybe Dilma was Muslim Mishmachalai. That we cannot be gay. Dilma was Muslim Mishmachalai. So it's a Xenia Mavokin Otto Shane Mavokin Otto Shane Mavokin. So when are we gazing at Mavokin Otto Shane Mavokin? Actually, it's like it's there by Mavokin. But here it's cool to have it there. I mean, when the Rabbonon puzzled Mizuyev Meteche, so they included in the psul of Mizuyev Meteche even Shane is Mavokin. Because of Xenia Mavokin Otto Shane Mavokin. So when do the Rabbonon puzzle? If we are sure that it's going. So Rav Shimon says, no, even though we are sure it's going, so we don't have to pass it, because we cannot say Dilma was on Mishmachalai. So the Rabbanon says, true, we cannot say Dilma was on Mishmachalai, but But still, we have to give them a book or two walking. But here we are dealing with a case of stabbing it. We don't know who the signatories are. The signatories could be very good Jews. There is a possibility that they are going. That they are going. So in Mele, he said as follows. Inasmuch as it changes, so if it changes Mavoki, so most Jews will not make the mistake and say that if we kasher it by Shemesh Mavokim, so even by Shemesh Mavokim, it should also be kosher. Most Jews will understand that only by Shemesh Mavokim it can be kosher, but by Shemesh Mavokim it cannot be kosher. So why do the Rabbanon not pass for even Shemesh Mavokim? Because the Acheshe is for the mean Jews. For the mean Jews. The mean Jews who will be machlif Shemesh Mavokim, Otto Shemesh. I mean, they'll say that just as Bashemis Mavokim it's kosher, so Bashemis Mavokim it's also kosher. And Bashemis Mavokim we have to be gated to Mosul Mishmachalai. So the whole theory of Mavokim, not Bashemis Mavokim, is because of a mute people. Most people will not be machlif Mavokim, not Bashemis Mavokim. Only a mute people. So the whole choshe of, the whole theory of Mavokim, Shemavokim is because of a mute people. Most people will not make that mistake. So since it's only because of the mere people, and here we do not know whether they are Jews or not Jews. So true, the get came from Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael, and the get came from Eretz Yisrael, and the names are Lucas Velus. So what is Lucas Velus? Lucas Velus are typically non-Jewish name. In other words, most Jews don't have that name. But there is a few Jews who have a name like Lucas Velus. So there is a possibility that the signatories are Jews. Two, that possibility is based upon a few. But the whole Zayre of Mavokim is based upon a few. So in other words, the possibility of mute, that they are Jews, can overcome the Xere of Mavokim, which in itself is based upon a mute. Now the Mashal quotes the Lashon of the Rashi. And the Ramban also has that pshat in his own name. He doesn't say it as pshat in Rashi. ויש לפני על דרוב. דיק רבון המחליק שני חח שעף ושם סנובוק שלו כזלות. דול רבון המחליק שם סנובוק עם פוסל. זה יש שם סנובוק עם אותה שם סנובוק עם. ואי נעמד אפילו בשם סנובוק עם גוזר רבון. דיו לא עשו מספח עליי. אלו דיק אלי מימה עקים לשם סנובוק עם. דיק אלי מימה דירו דלי סמך עליי. משום מי יבטא דיו עשו למספח עליי. בחיהו דיק אלי מימה נעמד לו מישראל נינו. כולה היי. לא יגזרין, ויהי קשה לאוך, לא כתבו שולי מסקי ישראל בשמו סייב, ונקדים לישמי שחיכת ממסקי, מה שמדלף שמיס מוחלוטים, so that's not a קשה, but the Russian Akmori is looking at this going maske, so it's mashma, it's not a question of war of meal, but there are no Jews by that name, so if there are no Jews by that name, so then, and according to Rabbanon, so, Bashem is walking, we are gay, I'm walking, so it should be possible, so he says, no, hol maske so mit der kino wischne durch schriche de maske so denn so is mit der kino wischne durch schriche de maske mach mit lafche mit zum klotin durch maske so ich mit sagen wir kann gut wie kein da doch aber noch ganz mit zum walkin die um aus mit bei wie maske wir immer mit schol ich mit zum walkin in kein ich hat mit bei klar ich bruch mit rad da hat auch in rad so das sind da rad weg bei uns rad sind da how the Rajba explains that. And the Ramban also has one more. Now let's look into this. Eish machinu aget ish meseh. Pirash, mi amrinon. Yisroel minu vikosha lirad meyeh. Reiz misir lirad lezer, lafer minu vikhovim. Elim ken yadu abis vadish ni vikhovim. Do ish chicha minu se shiachtim vim vikhovim vidisim. So that was chishloki, shedeh talk it aitoch. That eish machinu aget. That to come from Eretz Yisroel, so ish meseh lirad lirad mit dir oder blät. Du willst auch nicht nur bei sich hoffen. Ellen, kann ja du aber wada, ich will sich hoffen. Du willst schrich ein Milz, dass ich achte, wo er sich hoffen begibt. So, mit mir, we should presume, so one alternative, in the schlock is dabei, yes, that we should presume they are Jews, because it's not likely that a goy should chas me get. Oy, do more, can you think that you're hoving, chayshino, shem, you're hoving me, no, ולא נסחשכה אפילו במסיר לרבי זה, ואפילו לרב שימן, זו למחתי עוד בשימס מבוקים. אין רשבוק את הבעיה, את רפרן, סנאט בשימס מבוקים. So the Bible is, do we have to be Christians that they are going, or can we safely presume they are Jews? They are Jews. We hoche im Shem Shem Mevokim. So we say, Kino Nevi, Chovim Eim Elav, U Shem Is Mevokim, that goes through it. In other words, the Shmok is the Bible, it's not for the Dabke, the Shem Shem Mevokim. Because by Shem Is Mevokim, so we certainly couldn't presume that they are Jews, by Shemus Mevokim. Because it's typically non-Jewish name. So Mele certainly couldn't be kosher according to Ramea. It certainly couldn't be kosher according to Ramea. And here that there was this Alkadai Shochin, that it was what it's mine, they should be kosher even according to Ramea. So that means that Abai is reference to Shemus Shemus Mevokim. So what was one alternative in the Shlokis mind? Maybe there is an umdene that in as much as it's not Shemus Mevokim. So it could be Jews, it could be not Jews, so we should presume that it's certainly Jews. So maybe it's kosher according to Rav Meir, even without any Misire, and it's kosher according to Rav Lezer, dafke with any Misire. ושיש מבוקר את הסוג מפילים וכל מיכול דוכתור השם דומה של משפחלי וכל הליבול ידי לוקס ולוצי חשרנו משם דל שמש מבוקר ולא עושה מה משפחלי תרפשים את אבל בשמש מבוקר לבד סביבה לכל מיני חשים זאת אומרת, תייס יש יצחל את הלבשי in other words, תייס, according to תייס פשט so the answer given by רבי יחנן is only in accordance with תרפשים את but in accordance with רבונות so even לוקס ולוס would be possible however, רשי שתהי is that it's in accordance with רבונות so if it's לוקס ולוס, so it's got וכפור בגין אבון מסיים, וכזה צריך לקטעי תודה עוד יקטון אשרי וזכור שבחוץ לא עד, שמצאים כשמי ויחובים, לא ילחך שדפתי מסיים כעושה, אלא נס ניתם לדובו, דרגיל עשו דמאסתי ישראל בשמי של ויחובים, שערי בחוץ לא עשו בשמי של ויחובים, ויוקב אסטרונמי אין לוחש של ויחובים, אין רגיל תלחם כל, אין רגיל תלחם כל מגיד, ומשנה דפתי לבואים מחוץ לא עד כמחת. Now, the Ramban, so first of all, he gives one pshat like Rashi, like the pshat Rashi, what says in Rashi. Then he mentions one pshat, that this answer goes, of Rabbi Yechanan goes according to Rabbi Shimon, and then he has another pshat, but that other pshat is based upon a different girse. A girse which is not geris, there is shriche, Yisroel dimaski b'shimasai. Avo shimisachin yishri Yisroel dimaski b'shimasai loy. But how is it geris? Eidi machsim laget, yishri sen shir chovi mao, omolei, loy bom yodeno lukes vilus v'yirsham. Midafke lukes vilus, that's all. Not Jewish Shriche Yisroel Maskin Shasai. So in other words, so here's another pshat. According to that Gyrte, that Lucas Velus is a non-Jewish name, but Jews, even as Israel, might have that name. So the Mele, so he tells him, the name is kosher. Why? Because since it's a name like Lucas Velus, with Lucas Velus, we do find the Gemara in Sukkah, I mean that they were Jews who had the name Lucas. But it's no riot from the Gemara in Sukkot Jews had a name because that Gemara in Sukkot has reference to the time of the Misyavnim. So in other words, so of course the assimilated Jews, the Misyavnim, they had that name. But good Jews, the Konchelim and the unsimilated Jews, I mean, so did not have that name. So according to one verse in the Gemara, so the Ramban says the Pshat is just that way. That Lucas Velus was in a non-Jewish name that Jews also adopted, even the Eretz Yisrael. From the Mele, he says, Dafke, Eid Machtum Aget Ushmeis Shmeis Chovim. So he is saying whether we can presume the Shaila was, whether we can presume that he Jews, or we cannot presume that he Jews. So as he says, with Bobby Adena Lucas Velus, and that was common even among Jews, such a name, so that is kosher, because it was common among Jews. Mashenke, any other name, that was not common, even though it's a shame, Mevokim. But it's not common. In other words, when can we presume that it is Jew if it is common in the home Jew. But suppose it is shame in walking, it's not typical in non-Jewish, but not common. So then we cannot presume. So that's the third shot. All right, but that third shot is based upon a different deal. Now, we did not discuss.
So what was the catch to the mark of the bandit about the SIA?
All right, so there it says, so again, the same way as the other Rishonim, the Machshon assumed that Mishareg Yisrael Shebechutz Loret, Shoshei Rechovim, does not mean that it is to be limited to only to Gittin Abdel Yisrael Hayam. But it has reference to all places. Now it seems in Chutz Loret, so most Jews have non-Jewish names, so even out of Israel, it's possible for a Jew to have a non-Jewish name. So the Melech appears from that Braise, that's not that same name like Bukitsumi. Any non-Jewish name. And Rabbi Yochanan said, that's a name that is common among Jews. A non-Jewish name that is common among Jews. Bukitsumi, in other words, Bukitsumi, according to that deal, that chapter of the Ramban is like the non-Jewish names of today.
Non-Jewish
names are common. I mean, you can hardly think of a non-Jewish name that is not common among Jews. So Lukezulun, according to the deal, is what the common name. But other names, not Lukezulun, so we cannot
assume. But from the Bible it
appears that any name. So tomorrow is the terrace? No. It means that when do we say that any name is kosher and we can presume Jews only if it comes from Chutzlore. So in Chutzlore, all non-Jewish names are common among Jews. But in Eretz Yisrael, so only special names, look at the
rules. And how about the United States? Non-Jewish names, but not of unpopular minority groups, are not the common among Jews. Only the popular minority. Of the popular, let's say, majority groups, not common among Jews. Of, let's say, Italian names or something, not popular minority groups, are not common among Jews. That's the relationship between the Jewish people.
Not some Jews with a non-Jewish name common among Jews, you see. It's two different madrigas, you see.
In other words,
according to that shot of the Ramban, so if it is a shame in Milwaukee, if it gets comes from out of oil, it's a shame in Milwaukee, so we cannot presume that they are Jews. We cannot presume. But only if it is that kind of a shemeshen mevokim that is common among Jews. That's more than just shemeshen mevokim. So we have to find out, I mean, say today, it's a question of mitzvah, of fact. Is it common among Jews, or it's not common among Jews? Now, names like Paul and the other names, Peter, unfortunately, today in America are common names. It's not only shemeshen mevokim. It's common, I mean, you have yeshivah with such names, rabbis, I mean, and presidents of rabbinical organizations who have that name, Paul, Peter, and everything. So the name is, so that's common. It's not just shemeshen mevokim. Now, in Hungary, the place of the Hanoi, there were masked on so many things, but on that they were not masked. And in Hungary, every Jew had the non-Jewish name.
No.
Even the Tatmar Rebbe himself, and the Tatmar Rechotzi told me that. In Hungary, he had a non-Jewish name. His name of the Tatmar Rebbe was Julius in Hungary. Everybody called him Julius. So that was the practice. Yael, Julius, I mean, there is a similarity. So that was the practice. I really mean it. I mean, I didn't hear about it. All right. Now we didn't discuss the Shita Rambam in regard to Achoyes. The Rambam Shita in Achoyes is very, very strange. Now, what does the Gemara say here?
Klasnovi se vima hojizim hovim hojiz homši. Sigmora se skopoti vjetone vrešne mecha šlejšma ton. Vištene mecha mecha joj zizika maji udikon. Ustore raj baume, uzmio zizika maji vam stavio hasno ištore. Evo matone majko kone, lalba ha ištore, va ištore hasno baume. So da tu te ruči nizmo. Iza dine malo se dine, o tone hući mecha gibinoj. So, there's a machleken of Hashem, whether it's a machleken between the two machines or not, the Rajbun is so whole that there is no machleken, but the second Russian also agrees that if there is a harmony in Malchute, if the Malchus has laws regulating, I mean, the gene of Torah, so then everybody agrees that it's valid. So why does the second Russian say, Tonechutu is Russian, Samatone executed by court, is not valid? So this, in other words, the second Russian applies the Mishnah to a case where there is no harmony in Malchute. That's how Hashem would say that there is a machlekes. Why? Because Dine Malchute can only apply to something that is Bekir HaMalchus, not to Dine Momenes, Benon Muchalev. All right. But one thing seems clear from the Gemara, that insofar as Shor Rai is concerned, so then it's certainly Kshere, because then we don't have to resort to Dine Malchute, and then we say, Achoyes Limare, Anastai. Now, let's see how the Rambam Paschal says it. In Teres Chof Zayin. Teres Chof Zayin, Yuchat Mal Vilei, Zalochal. Shtar Shekotel Bechol Oshein Vuchol Ksal. Im Hoyo Osu Ketiku Nishtore Yisrael, Shein Yechelu Lizayin, Vilo Lehisi Vilo Lizraya, Vilo Hoyo Yisrael, Vilo Yisrael, Harei Yukosha Vigizim Deim Nam Shibodit. Abo Kol Ashtore Shechitmei Nakum, Harei Lutsulim Chutz Mishtore Nekach Umemcha, So what kind of story are you mentioning? Story mecha or story chayit? The yehu shegitin amoyez bifneyeh. The yichtivu bishtar lifoneinu mono pleini lipleini kach vikach dmei amecha uimoyez achayit. The yehu sheyiu asuyin v'achoye shalahem. Avo binkein kibbutz flileyen biloy kiyum ha-sheifet shalahem lo yoyilu klum. Lo yoyilu klum. Zechein tzrichim eid Yisrael sheyoyidu al ilu'akum שנעיד השטר ועל זה השיבת שלהם שקיים ידוסון שידעו אם קבלו נשיך. אז אולי, זה תנאי לשיטה לרמב״ם. That even by a choyet, so when do we apply the Umden or Imar Nafshayet, only the Aredim would testify that no rumor of bribery has ever circulated against this judge. Otherwise, we are ואם חוסכו שטורי עקום דומה מכל אילו, הרי אין ככה. תן לרמב״ם. וכן שטורי חייב וכן שטורי ידוי, מה שטורי חי? שטורי חי זה שטורי חושב. וכן שטורי ידוי, ומתוני סופשורי, ומחילי, שהם בעידים שלהם, אף על פי שיש בהם כל הדבורים שמונינו הרי הם כחות. So he mentions not only מתוני, he mentions also ידוי and פשורי, and מחילי. שטר ידוי, שטר מתוני, שטר פשורי, שטר מחילי. Now, so how many items does he mention? He mentions four items. So only one is ishtakniyeh, but the other three items are shtore raya. So the question is, I mean, first of all, why should ishtar idoye, ishtar mechile, ishtar pshore? Because, for the same reason that ishtar alvoye, ishtar mechel is kosher, why? Because it's only, the purpose of ishtar is only to sustain effect. And according to Marav Shaya, they will not misrepresent effect. So ishtar idoye also, the purpose is to sustain effect. Was he made or wasn't he made? Shtar Mechile also, was he making or was he making? Shtar Pshore also, did he make it Pshore or didn't make it Pshore? So it's only Shtar Raya. That's one question. And then the other question is, how can he be Kelo Bechode Machte, Hidoyes, Shtar Hidoyes and Shtar Matone? Shtar Matone, the reason is why Shtar Matone is invalid when he's in my call, is when he's Shtar Kine, so he's Chas Laun. And Shtar Hidoyes, so it's not because there's only Mevure, but we are Cheshish, maybe the lie. So it's not the same aloche. How is the kelo b'chodem ha? Now, there is a Jewish revosh on that. Now, the Goyen in Simen Samachet says that the Rambam had an altogether different pshat, an older regime. Mashmah, the Rambam was yochid in that pshat. And you see, I mean, that the Goyen is right because from the Pirush HaMishnah, in the Rambam, you see that. ואחרון איש אומרים וכחובים כמעמוד איזיוניה ושלוים הבוזה שהגיע זה השטר כמו נזכאי במיימד השפי בעגודת אוהדים they do some explanation. So more I guess the halacha that we have to be sure that we that no rumor ever circulated against him as the Bible. While Menashe is passing into the coil shell in the shape when he cabal shape. We shall yield. We shall yield Gamke Nicho al Guba Star. Show Abim Rolo Nitzina Samoy. We say Omnom Kosher, we shall make a homemka. Avo Gnoshi the Hayeti Ben. We call Dover Shu Mighty Belsen. The Idoya the Akoshe. And immediately he hopped in for the cloud based upon him. So he said, because only something where a testimony is made as to a mice, Nishina Tamoy. Otherwise now. So the Goyen says, Nishina Samachet, Nishina Mishpet, that the Rambam explains the Gemara not like the other Rishayim. How do all the other Rishayim explain it? El Matonet Michael Kolelav, Bahai Shtore, Bahai Shtore, Chatzre, Baalmo. That way it seems the Kiyan has to take effect through the Shtar, and the Goyen is postulated. So a thousand times we do not misrepresent the fact, but still it's Chatzre, Baalmo, there is no Eder. No, the Rambam doesn't explain it this way. Insofar as the question of Hechter is concerned, so the Rambam holds, and we got the Raya, there is no difficulty. And a good postulate is we got the Raya. So too, they don't misrepresent the fact. But Meshav Aret, I certainly will not misrepresent the fact, and still it's possible. So the answer is, the statement says, it's Chachon is Chachon. Chachomim wa misake, the Chachoy is sent the money. Once the Chachomim wa misake, the Chachoy is sent the money. Sevka Bezhevkia, the same Chachon is. Can a zweite Stag hier also? Why not? Mit der Reise ist so irgendwas der Reise ist was. And the, so the Chachomim will be saying that a goye, a goye is there the money, is the have the money. So it's a good start with Rabbanon. It's a good start. But of course, by his notion to Rabbanon, so you cannot apply the dean of Hezka Bereznevkia, but by Shtalatone. So we see that there is a Kodesh Chachomim, that they are Nehemon, so it should be kosher. But the kasha of the Gemara is something else. When do we say, Achoyes Limara Nafshaye, that is only if they testify as to a mindset. As to a mindset. But, so in other words, Shtar Mechire or Shtar Alvoye, so what is the testimony? What is the subject matter of the testimony? The Nisina Tamoy. In other words, so they testify, the judges themselves testify in the Shtar that they saw how Shimon took $1,000 from him. So that they wouldn't lie, because that can easily be established, in other words, and they are afraid it will hurt their reputation, because they cannot, you know, explain it away and twist it. Because if, now, they testify that they saw the Chimney took $1,000 from Ruvay, if it's not true, so it will be shown that it's not true. Will they be able to explain it? Well, that money we testified as to. A different kind of money that is no money. I mean, they couldn't twist it, they couldn't explain it. Mashenkin ishtor doye, or ishtar matone. So in other words, so they are able to twist it. In other words, if the evidence will be introduced, which will tend to show that they lie, so they will be able to twist it and explain. I mean, that this evidence doesn't really prove that they lie. But where there is a mindset, it's in some way, let's say Gabishtar Alboye and Shtori Mecha, then it's impossible to twist the fact so that it will not be in conflict with their testimony. They'll be able to explain it. Machain came, the Shtori Doye, they'll be able to explain. Now, let's say, if they testify that Shimon was made that he borrowed, that he had borrowed $1,000 from Ruvay, so they're not their money. Why? Maybe they're lying. But, according to Maral HaShayet, they are afraid for their reputation. Well, the answer is, they're not afraid for a reputation, because even if it will be shown that he was not made there, so they'll say, well, we interpreted that statement as an admission. So in other words, so there is no room there. Mashenkin, whether it's a maite, then they wouldn't be able to explain it. So it's not, Gemara doesn't mean, El Maton Michael Connie is stuck here. So, and going up later, so it's a half of our making. Matone, there is no mindset, you don't testify as to a mindset. By Mechir, testify as to Mishina Tamoy, this is something that cannot be explained. It cannot be twisted. So, Mechir, it's a matter of shy. But Matone, they say that he transferred the Sonic. So, it's no riot. Maybe they didn't transfer. And then, if evidence will be introduced, which will tend to show that the transverse of the explain it. In other words, so when there is a maise, they cannot explain it. Then there is an undenet. But when there is no, when we don't testify as to any real maise, when we testify only as to talk that went on between the nation and the Mikabeel, then we don't say, Lemagan Afshad. Right, this is some melee. So it's not Matoni, it's possible not because Matoni is starting here. Because, in other words, wherever we have the umdene of Loimara Lafshaye, so then it should be kosher in the starting here though, because the Chachomim gave him a money. But when is there an umdene of Loimara Lafshaye? Only when they testify as the mice and it's not a money. But when they don't testify as the mice and it's not a money, there is no umdene of Lafshaye, because then they'll be able to explain, no matter what will be introduced, they'll still be able to explain. But now the question arises, what's the pshat in the Gemara here? Now the Gemara says here, El Maton Maiko Kone Lav Ha'ishtore Ha'ishtore Chasid Ba'alnu. Omar Shmuel, Dine de Malchut Adine. Dine Malchut Adine. The boy is saying, Tonachut Mochid Enosh. Now, so according to the Rambam, pshat, that Ha'ishtore Chasid Ba'alnu doesn't mean because things are pshatian, so it cannot be valid by Chasim of going up later. It means, since it's Shtakien, not Shtakien, since there is no Maise, whether Shtakien, the Gemara didn't, when the Gemara said Matone, the Gemara didn't mean only Matone, the Gemara meant Matone, the Gemara meant Shtori Doye, Shtori Mechile, Shtori Pshore. In other words, anything that does not, where the subject matter does not involve the Maise, it's in a Tamoy. So there, we don't have, there is no Umdene of the Mara Lashai. The Gemara's Kashi was Bishwe in Mechile, then there is an Umdene of Mara Lashai. But Matone, there is no one of Baal Ashai, in other words, he has no one on it. He's no one on it. So we check out. So what did Gemara say? Dine Malchut Adin. And then comes, in other words, that even Shta Matone is kosher, because of Dine Malchut Adin. But he check out. In other words, there is no one of Baal Ashai, so it might be check out. So still we apply the Din, the Aloche of Dine Malchut Adin. Then comes another Teret, Tonechut Mechigirin Oshin. In other words, the Shamatone is possible, and not only Shamatone is possible. But if Shtar Izoye, Shtar Mechile, Shtar Pshore is also possible. Now, according to the Rambam, there is a machleket between the two of them. And the Rambam passed on by the second one. But so what is the machleket? Now, so it seems that according to the Rambam, the machleket is in there. Now, from the Roshna Rambam, it's mashma, that the Aloche, from the Roshna Rambam, the Gleile, Vavede, it's mashma, that the Din of Dine, Malchut Dine, is not to be limited to Dachke. To think that I was here on the left like that. But it applies to all the Gemara. Because if the Rambam Shite had been that it applies only to Texas, then the Rambam should say, he should limit them. The Rambam puts it in general terms, didn't know what it means, in all the Gemara. So still, the Rambam passes to the Shtar Matone, the Shtar Idoye, and then the Shtar Mechile, and the Shtar Pshore. So that is for, even though there is a Gemara. So at that point there is a machleket, whether we can apply the aloche of dine malchut adine regarding shtar zoye, shtar mechile, shtar pshore, shtar matone, or we cannot apply. Now what's the shaila? What is the shaila that's involved? So it seems that according to the Rambam, the shaila involved is this. True, there is aloche of dine malchut adine, that whatever the malchut says in dine momene is effective. So the second Russian says, when can we apply the Dine de Malchut Adine if it is the law of Malchut that the mummy of Ruben should shift to Shimon? Of course, it has to be Retail of the Amdine Amnia, otherwise it's Chamsunus de Malchut. But the problem is, it is Retail of the Amdine. And the Malchut says that the mummy of Ruben should shift to Shimon, so then we say Dine de Malchut Adine. Because that's the Rotten Malchut. That's the Rotten Malchut. But suppose there is a litigation taking place before the Malchut. Whether, the question is, it's a question of fact, whether this property belongs to Ruvain or belongs to Shimon. And the Malchut, the one who represents the Malchut, I mean, he's very stupid and he thinks that Ruvain says the truth, Shimon doesn't tell the truth. When in fact, when objectively speaking, he goes the other way. And because of that, the Malchut says, they should go to Ruvain. So it's not that it's the law of the Malchus that it should go to Ruvain. Even if he had to fall, it hadn't been Ruvain. The Malchus says so because the Malchus thinks that it is Ruvain from before. But the Malchus is making a mistake. So then we cannot apply the principle of Zimah for the Dinah. He's, let's say, the Malchus sets the law, every person must pay tax. So the Malchus knows that this, that actually, which wasn't due before, and it imposes a certain obligation, then we say to the Malchus today. But, here in this case, the reason as to why the Malchus, so in the Rame, the Gemore in the Chesed Sabbatik, that in Dalet, Arvizu Pastoya, Boi Shmi, Namore, Daloche, the Dinatore is, that Esther Gimushon, so the Marzik acquires title to the son. And the Malchus says, no, he should not acquire title, the Marzik. It should go to the Moritama until 40 years. There we can say the Malchus is in there. Because the Malchus knows. The Malchus knows. The Malchus, the reason why the Malchus says so is because it wants it that way. It wants the karka to become vested to in the Moritama until 40 years. So they were saying the but here the reason why the Malchus says that the Shtamatone, the Shtarizoye is valid is not because he's the Malchus, it is the Rotina Malchus, that through the Shtar, the moment you shift from the nation to the Kabbalah. The Malchus says that it's good because the Malchus believes the judges. But the Malchus doesn't know that they are liars. Here the Malchus doesn't know. Here the Malchus knows. Suppose it would be determined that the judges lie. So then the Malchus would say, no, the study is to stay with the nation. The study, the Mois are to stay with, are to be kept with the nation. Let's say, the star that was added to the Bar Choyer says that Ruben was made to Shimon that he owes him $1,000. So of course the Malchus says that Shimon should collect. Shimon can collect. Why does the Malchus say that Shimon should collect $1,000? Because there is a star doing it. Because the Malchus passed the law that if there is a shtar, which says that Shimon, signed by judges, which states that Ruben admitted $1,000 to Shimon, so whether it's true or not, it should be collected by Shimon. So then we certainly would apply to use our local of the Shimon. But the Malchus doesn't say if Shimon produces a shtar, which signed by judges, which states that Ruben admitted $1,000 to Shimon, then Shimon should collect whether it's true or not. No, the Malchus says Shimon can collect because the Malchus believes the judges. Suppose the Malchus would find out that the judges lie, then the Malchus would take back the $1,000, even after it's collected, from Shimon and give it back to him. So in other words, the Malchus says that Shimon should collect the $1,000 that he did by Ruben, because the Malchus believes the judges. But we know that that's a PMT of Shomim Minim and Shokia, that it's not true, they're lying. And had the Malchus known what we know, the Malchus itself would not have allowed Shimon to collect it. So the Nehru, we cannot say, give him the Malchus again. In other words, when can we, that's the second Russian, and the Rambam passed us by the second Russian. When can we say, give him the Malchus again, if the Malchus passes, let's say, a substantive law. In other words, the Malchus says, this should belong to Shimon. Not because of any evidence, which the Malchus considers sufficient. So then we say, give him the Malchus again. But if the Malchus says that it belongs to Shimon on the basis of a certain evidentiary law, because the Malchus considers that true, and the Malchus would find out that it's not true, then the Malchus itself would reverse its own judgment. So in other words, the Dinah Malchus is based upon Toed. Because if the Malchus had found out that the judges lied, would it allow Shimon to collect $1,000? No. So the only reason is why the Malchus let Shimon collect $1,000 is because the Malchus presumes that the judges didn't lie. But had it found out that they lied, it wouldn't let Shimon collect. But we know the Malchus didn't find out. But we know that they can lie. So in many ways, we cannot say Dinah Malchus Adine. Well, then, according to the first lesson, so we say Dinah Malchus Adine, even if the law is an evidentiary law, not a substantive law, because it doesn't make any difference. Why the Malchus says so? But the Malchus says so. True, it's based upon a mistake. But the Malchus says so, so it's in the Malchus. So the machlokes is between the first Lashon and the second Lashon, and the Rambam Paskin slides the second Lashon. All right. Now, for next time, please go over, because the whole Sugya, I mean, we're not going to go beyond the sugya, of course, of Afeinu and Zoncho, but please go over the whole Gemara, and the Tetris, and also look up the Chidushi Aranan Bolomitsiye and the Sugi of Chota, because the Ran mentions the Elchite of Shmuchish of Balamonis. It means the Ran mentions it, and the Nemukiyete and the Reef in Bolomitsiye mentions it in the name of the Ran. What is that? What is that? Yeah? That's right. When the mouth was set at his doctrine to go, so then we take him off with a minute. But when the mouth was said, she became correct. Why? Because the mouth was assumed that the testimony, I ain't got a word if it's true. Suppose the mouth was find out next day, the man's making the face, and we know that he's not good.